The following is a KVON Sports presentation.
Welcome in to high school basketball. Coming to you from Napa, California. It's the little big game. If you're looking at JV action, that's what we've got coming your way. It's Napa and Vintage. And it's brought to you with the good wishes of our Napa Valley sports boosters. I'm Ira C. Smith, and what a crew we have joining us alongside for sports commentary is the usual vocal music workshop commentary at Travis Rogers. Travis, I know you love sports, and it's always good to see you out at these big game events.
It's great to be out here. Thanks for inviting me, Ira. Looking forward to tonight.
Well, it's good whenever Napa and Vintage play. And because of the practice that these JV players do and their coaches turning out and the parents getting in the practice and all, we don't want to end the season without getting one of their JV games on the air.
It's a great idea. It does a great service for the girls and gives everybody a taste of what they had as they move on to varsity in subsequent years.
You know, Alessio will be joining us with his stats. And we will also be getting set up with some other interviews along the way. So we invite you to settle back, relax, and enjoy it. We have as our engineer, Tony Casillas of St. Helena fame. So, Tony, always nice to have you aboard. And we've got a matchup of Napa High and Vintage JV girls basketball tonight. And this is just a kind of a funsy type game that you want to say that these girls are playing for bragging rights.
Yeah, but, you know, in our community where it's a direct rival high school, the Napa Vintage games in any sport are always a great community gathering with great spirit.
And the guy going back with his regular stats, our stat guy, Dino Alessio.
Also, I'm doing the team stats tonight. That's great. Yeah, you look like you're ready to go, Ira. That's awesome. And I'm sorry I'm late, but it looks like I did get here in time for tip-off, thank goodness.
Well, the crowd will be kind of late arriving. There'll be a lot here for the big game once the JV game is complete.
Well, I tried to park in the north lot, and it was totally full. I had to come around to the south side, so there'll be some folks coming, and I'd suggest you try to get spots on the south side off of Lincoln to walk into the game tonight.
Anyway, the teams are on the court. Warming up, and we see Roy Hammond, one of the officials, has showed up here. And this will be games number 2 and 3 of the night that we'll be broadcasting. It was the Vintage freshman winning the first game, 31-22 over Napa High. And by the way, these games tonight are being played at the Messner Gymnasium on the campus of Napa High. And while we have a chance, let's just call Roy over here. It's not too often that we have a chance to chat with the officials before the games get underway. But Roy, tell us about your preferences. You do football, basketball, baseball. You do just about everything. Do you have a preference?
Whatever's in season, Ira.
Tell us a bit about what you have done in the past. I know you did the first state championship football game.
Yeah, I might be one of the only guys in the area that has done section championships in football, baseball, and basketball.
Yeah, that's quite a record. And do you have the same partner most of the time, or does that vary?
It varies. Depends on the schedule.
Who is working with you tonight?
Anthony Moore.
What can you tell us about this North Coast section? This is kind of new for Napa and Vintage, as they've been in the Sac Joaquin section. But is there much difference as far as officiating in those two sections?
Well, you know, actually a lot of guys do both sections because they're in multiple associations. So myself, as a matter of fact, I do the Sac Joaquin section as well as the North Coast section. So there's not a whole lot of difference.
How do you allot your time schedule to get to a gym to be sure you're there on time?
Well, one good thing is I'm off of work at noon, so I can make it to just about any venue.
You work too, huh?
I actually still work.
What's your regular job?
I work for BART.
Is that in the city or in Oakland or where?
I work in Oakland for BART, and I work from 4 a.m. to noon, so I have plenty of time to get home, get a nap, and still get here on time.
I told Troy Mott, who is going to be the timekeeper tonight, that Roy Hammond just showed up. He's going to be one of the officials. And Troy said, you know, when Roy would be officiating one of our football games, I knew we were going to get a good call of the game. He always did that. He was the best.
Well, I appreciate that. I think that Troy was one of the best coaches. I always enjoyed working his games, and he always had competitive teams. So it was a joy and an honor to work for him, with him.
Okay, well, we'll look forward to seeing your calls on the court tonight. Have a good game.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thanks, Ira.
Yeah, that was Roy Hammond, who is one of the officials for tonight's game. As we're getting settled down here, we get set for the opening tip coming up here in about a couple of minutes. We may have the national anthem as well. We will have the spirit leaders here as well. So they always add a lot to the color of an occasion when you have the spirit leaders.
Yes, it does. And it's great that they turn out early. It's quite a commitment that both squads do, because it's going to be about, 4 to 5 hours tonight that they'll be here.
And we'll be here and coming back with the tip-off of the game, as this is JV action coming your way on KVON after timeout for these messages from our sports boosters.
Here is Vince Campagno from Napa Nissan.
Hello, everyone. I'm proud that Napa Nissan has been serving the Napa Valley community for almost 55 years and still going strong. My family started selling Datsuns in 1965, and we now have a full line of economical and dependable Nissan vehicles to choose from. If you are looking for a mid-size to full-size truck, we have it. If you're looking for a family sedan that gets up to 44 miles per gallon, we have it. How about an electric vehicle? We have the new Nissan Leaf Plus that has the range of over 240 miles. Our friendly, award-winning sales, service, and parts staff are here to serve you. Stop by today and see why Napa Nissan is the best dealer and the best choice in town.
This is Dino. As a leading community bank in the Bay Area, Bank of Marin is energized by the great work of their customers and committed to doing its part to help them grow. With personalized business banking solutions and one-on-one service and dependability, their lenders can tailor loan packages to fit your specific needs. Bank of Marin delivers custom financial solutions to make your business stronger. Contact them today at bankofmarin.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here is Janice Clifton from Abbey Carpets.
I started the business 29 years ago. I purchased it from one of my clients. All this time, we've been in the same location right behind Walmart. I have a great group of people working for me. They are all the sales staff are non-commissioned. Many of them have been with me 25 years and more, so we have a good group. We're kind of like family because we've been together so long. We do very small jobs up to very large commercial jobs to custom building. Right now, our most asked for products are ceramic tiles, stone, and hardwood.
Now back to Ira C. Smith and local sports coverage on KVON.
Here we are back here at the Messner Gymnasium. We're getting set for game number one of our basketball doubleheader as the two teams have gathered around their coaches getting set to come out onto the court for first action. And how was traffic coming in, Dino?
Traffic actually wasn't bad coming here from Marin. The only problem was I had to make a side trip to take care of a customer. And it delayed me just enough to make me almost late for this game. But I'm here and I'm raring to go.
And we're raring to go, too, as the tip-off is coming up. Joel Garcia is the coach for the Napa JVs. And Randy Pridmore is coach for the Vintage JVs. And I'm sure that, Travis, that you're familiar with at least some of the players, some of the action that's going on.
Yeah, a little bit. Though I got to confess, it's the first girls' game that I've seen this year.
You know, one of the things when I told the people that you were going to be on the radio with us, I said, oh, good, find out about his baseball coverage and where he's going to be going and what stadiums he has yet to visit. So people are aware of your visitations to Major League Baseball parks.
There are four Major League Baseball parks I haven't been to, the two in Florida, the Minute Maid in Houston, and the new one in Atlanta. And I'm hoping to catch them. I just don't want to hit them in the heat of the summer, which is when we normally went. So I'm hoping to catch them in, like, April.
Well, would they be air-conditioned or, you know?
that it's just April would be the best time of year to go. I think we're ready for tip-off.
All right, here we go. It's vintage in the burgundy outfits with the gold numerals going to the left, and Nap in their white uniforms, the gold numerals and the blue trim going to our right. The officials are ready, and we're getting set. So let's follow the action now as the tip is controlled by Napa High as they get the ball into the forecourt, working it around to the top of the key, driving toward the baseline is Kendall Schmidt, gets under the basket and gets a little pass in there to Nadia Alamusa, and she had the ball deflected away from her. It'll stay with Napa. We're just underway. Napa has the ball to the right of the basket for which they are shooting. Comes into Alamusa, puts a shot up, it's off, no good. A rebound, fought for. Napa comes out with the ball over to the left side. There's a pull-up jumper that is good. And that was Kendall Schmidt getting the basket to get the play underway. That's the first point of the game. There's a throwaway as Vintage was coming down and picking up the tempo. And Kayla Cleveland tossed the ball, and it goes wide and out of bounds. So first turnover for the Crushers. This is the JV action of the little big game. And there's a almost steal in the backcourt as Vintage is putting a trap on. And they do steal it. Coming away with the ball is Pridmore. And she was fouled. Not yet into the situation yet on the 1-1. So the foul goes against Schmidt. Kendall Schmidt charged with the personal foul. Vintage gets the ball out of bounds now. They trail 2-0 here. There's a pull-up jumper from about 18 feet out. No good by Kayla Cleveland. And the rebound put back up, and that is no good by McDonald. Rebound no good. Rebound battled for, and it's going to be a jump ball. And the possession arrow favors Vintage High. This is Gianna McDonald, who is in there now. When these two teams played last time, she scored 23 points. So an inbounds pass comes and there's a foul called. Alamusa is going to be called for the foul. Nadia Alamusa has a brother that plays out the college.
Yeah, I actually taught him in choir for a couple of years. Really tall kid, and he loved playing basketball as well.
All right, it'll be inbounded again by the Crushers. Not yet into a shooting situation. Ball comes into McDaniel, goes to the right side, gets a pass over there. With the shot by Natario, no good. And the rebound, though, stays with the Crushers as going back over the left-handed hook and scoring was Katie Gibbs. Gibbs gets the first basket for Vintage. Here is Schmidt. 3-on-1, fast break coming down and had the ball deflected away. Ooh, that spoiled a good fast break that Kendall Schmidt was leading. She is a 5'3 sophomore. Joelle Garcia is her coach for that high inbounds pass. Comes under the basket and a whistle and a foul. They got an inbound pass to Flores. Evelyn Gia Flores was fouled, but still, as we say, not yet into the bonus. So it'll be Schmidt to trigger the inbounds. Looks around. Sends it back out now to the right angle. And the ball taken away. Good steal there by Gibbs. Comes down on the left side to Cleveland. Cleveland pulls it out the top of the key. Used up the dribble to Gibbs right side. Spins, goes baseline. Used up the dribble. Does a little pivot. Brings it back out to the top of the key for a three-point attempt. Up, no good by McDaniel. Foul, rebound, or a violation. It's going to be a violation, I guess. Just somebody need to tie a shoestring, I guess.
That's what it looked like. It looked like the officials called timeout. Now both teams are on a timeout. A little bit sloppy to start with. A little bit of nerves, I think, in there. Going at a fast pace. Vintage is employing a backcourt defense that Apple need to find a way to break.
Well, of course, this is the right to brag after the season ends. It's vital time that these two teams will play each other.
Yeah, and it's showing. It's just going a little too quick. I think if they just take a deep breath and slow it down a little bit, they'll both be in more control when they're on offense.
I know that you were part of the Kiwanis Crab Feed this past weekend, but they also had that District Auditorium with a program, or was that at Lincoln Theater?
It was at Lincoln Theater, Acapella Extravaganza on Saturday night, 1,200 people, and I heard it was fabulous.
All right, well, we're ready to resume play here now. We're in the first quarter with 2 minutes gone in our matchup of the two girl JV teams from Napa and Vintage meeting. There, Napa tosses the ball and it goes out of bounds, so Vintage will get it right back. We're tied at two apiece. Inbounding the ball is Cleveland. Gets underneath the basket. There is a quick shot up. No good by the Treasures, but there's a foul called. And that foul is going to go on Flores, Evelyn Flores. It'll be two shots coming. The first one is good. Nice follow-through there by Ella Pridmore. She's only 5'1 and just a freshman. Handles the ball really well, and her right-hand free throw is perfect. So, Pridmore, 2 for 2, and it's a two. There's an interception underneath, going up, shooting, and scoring is McDaniel. So, Gianna McDaniel gets the steal and the basket to make it a 6-2 game. There's a long three-point off to the left, no good by Napa High as they hurry the shot. And Vintage controls the rebound and getting it off the backboard and bringing it into the forecourt, working the weave over into the right-hand corner to McDaniel. Get over the, now there's a shot up, no good by Pridmore. Rebound comes out to Gibbs. Gibbs starts to go in, and as she was going in toward the basket, there was a foul called. The foul is on Riley Erickson, a 5'8 sophomore. Coming in the lineup number 4 for Vintage, that be Sophie Lerner. Lerner gets the ball on the inbounds pass over the right side to Natario. Now they're working it around the perimeter and they throw it away. It's just McDaniel, a high toss cross court to Pridmore. Just went sailing over everybody. 5 minutes to go. We're in the first quarter. It's the little big game here, the JV action from the Messner Gym in Napa. Napa's Akashi with the ball, takes it down deep to the right side, and now working it over toward the left, and there is a long three up, no good, attempted by Flores. Rebounded by the Crushers. They quickly get the ball into the forecourt. Cleveland on the angle right side into the left-hand corner. There is a long two up, no good by Pridmore, and the rebound to Napa High. 4.5 minutes to go, first quarter, 6-2 score. Vintage with the lead, Napa with the ball. As Schmidt brings it towards the right side. She's between circles now as they start to work the weave. They're coming out on the high post, getting a pass, and then getting it right back and getting for the basket is Flores. She's fouled. She missed the shot, but that was Schmidt who took the pass from Flores.
Schmidt's been handling the ball on every possession. She's definitely the quarterback of this team.
She's a sophomore, eyes the basket. Her right-hand free throw is way off right, no good. It's one of the things that is important in the early phases of basketball, if you can learn to shoot the foul shot.
It certainly is, and to get some consistency with it, no matter the point in the game, early, late, when the pressure's on, when it's off.
Hey, Simpkins is coming to the game. The free throw is good that time. She splits the free throws to make it 6-3. Couple of substitutions had come in during that period. Here's Cleveland bringing the ball forecourt for Vintage. They tried to get it underneath to Simpkins. Simpkins is one of those that had just come onto the court. Sophia Lerner also out there, Paige Simpkins. And they're both sophomores. Five freshmen now, 4 sophomores and 1 junior for Vintage. There's a turnaround jumper up, no good by Sophia Lerner. Rebound, jump ball is going to be called. Nice job going up for the rebound by Julie Gerenzer. She's a 5'9 freshman. Midway through the quarter, and a travel is going to be called against Napa High against the pressure. And Julie Ramirez had a little trouble with the pressure.
Yeah, she really did. And, you know, so far it's a 63-game vintage in charge. We've had just about that many turnovers so far, too.
Yeah, we checked with Dino as far as the number of turnovers.
4 for Napa, 3 for vintage so far.
And that's in just over 4 minutes.
Yeah, it's been pretty frantic.
There's an interception by Napa. Coming out with the ball was Riley Erickson. Over now to Schmidt. Schmidt brings it forward right. And she loses the ball. It's picked up by Simpkins. Over to Cleveland. Down to the left side. Going up. Scoring is McDaniel. Gianna gets another basket. Again, she had 23 points against this team when they played over at Vintage. There at the 15-foot mark is Gianna McDaniel eyeing the basket. And her free throw is no good. Started in, came back out. And so it is a lane violation, I think. Or no, there was another foul call. That was on Schmidt. He said it was an inadvertent trip.
That's my warning.
So the score is 8-3, and Napa gets the ball in the backcourt. They've made a few, there is the ball deflected away and stolen again by Vintage, getting another turnover from the right corner. McDaniel sinks a long two. Wow. That was near three-point territory for Gianna McDaniel.
That was nothing but net. Had it been a foot further, it would have been 3 points. As it is, 10-3 Vintage off of another Napa turnover.
And on the full court pressure, a foul's called on Urenser. Urenser, that's the 15th foul against Vinny. Here's Napa on the fast break, coming down, going up, and a foul is called, missing the shot, but going to the free throw line is Julie Ramirez, just 5'3". So fouled on the play. And free throw is up and good. Nice motion there. A two-handed free throw there by Erickson.
Nothing but net. Just very common poise. Sunk it.
Back to the line. Eyes the basket. And this free throw is no good. So she split free throws. And Crusher's come out with the ball. Paige Simpkins pass midcourt to get Renser. Now back over to the right side to Cleveland. Cleveland spreading the offense as she drifts towards the left with a bounce pass over to Pridmore. Underneath, up is Gibbs with a shot. No good. Gibbs battles for the rebound, gets in there and gets it, but is tied up. Alternate position arrow favors the Crushers. 2.5 minutes to go in the first quarter. This is the JV, the little action coming before the big game varsity action on KPON. Driving in with a half-hook shot up, no good by Pridmore. Rebounded by Pridmore. Back out it comes to Cleveland. Over the left side now to Simpkins. Cut off at the baseline. Back to the free throw line. The pass goes to Cleveland. Now to the left. Simpkins, she fires and it rims. No good. Good teamwork there. A lot of good passing. And on the rebound comes out to Cleveland. Or check that over to Pridmore. Now to Cleveland. Gives to Gibbs. Gibbs fires his 14-footer. No good. Rebound taken out of there by Napa High. Get the pass out onto the right wing to Togiyashi. Nadoka Togiyashi is there at the point guard spot. She has the pass intercepted by Ella Pridmore. Then he's back on the attack. Pridmore fires a long three. Rims no good. Rebound put up. No good by Kassettner, and the rebound is battled for under the basket. And it's going to be a timeout asked for by Noel Garcia. So we're going to take time to see if this is going to be, it's going to be a full timeout. So we'll take timeout with a minute 20 to go in the first quarter. And our score is Vintage 10, Napa 4, back after this.
Brighten your day the Napa Electric way. How about making your home, office, or business brighter, fresher, and more attractive and easier on the eyes? Well, you can by just contacting Napa Electric, Napa's complete lighting showroom and ceiling fan center. Napa Electric even provides lighting design plans. Open 8 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. weekdays. Napa Electric's on Brown Street just north of Lincoln. Get a daily electrical tip by going to either Facebook or Twitter. Brighten your day the Napa Electric way.
Well, I'll tell you, the tenacious defense that Benny's has applied has created some problems for Napa.
It really has. Napa has several turnovers, and most of them right when they inbound the ball after Benny's basket or on a rebound.
And we'll check with Dino to find out more about that later as play resumes now here in the first quarter. Napa on the attack, coming down to the top of the key. They work the ball over there to Togiyashi, and it gets away from her, goes out of bounds. So it will be some more changes coming into the lineup for Vintage. McDaniel is back in. Sophia Nataro back in. And McDaniel is a sophomore. Nataro is a freshman for the Chrysler. And playing the point guard is Pridmore, handles the ball really well, and has the ball tossed over her head out of bounds. She had passed off and then was heading down toward the left-hand corner where she was anticipating a pass coming to her. It did, but it was way over her head. She had no chance to catch the ball. Well, there's that full-court press used by Vinny's JVs. Napa tries to break it, but Gibbs is there to deflect it away. Napa gets the ball back over to Togiyashi. Then she has the pass intercepted by Cleveland. Cleveland double teamed in the backcourt, used up the dribble, finds at midcourt there McDaniel over to Gibbs left side. There's a pull-up shot jumper, no good by Pridmore. Rebound no good, but there was a whistle under the basket. And it's going to be Napa's ball. Riley Erickson comes back into the Napa lineup. She will replace Nadoka Togiyashi. And Napa gets that full court pressure and succumbs to it again.
Yeah, this time it's a travel call. Vintage is just absolutely tenacious on this backcourt pressure. It's really paying off for them.
You know, that's what the boys varsity team did the other night, too. They just had this very strong defense against Justin Sien in a game we broadcast. Gibbs starts to drive into the lane and tries to force a hook shot up when it's fouled. The foul's going to go against Juliet Machete. I'm not sure that's the way she pronounces her name. Is that how you would say it?
Yes.
Like the knife or the machete? There's the free throw no good by Gibbs, the first of two. Katie Gibbs is a sophomore, one of four sophomores on this JV team for Vintage. Back at the line, eyeing the basket, free throw is good. That's part of the reason that the Vintage JVs are 16-1.
Yeah, they just have a lot of the fundamentals down. Great pressure again here on the closing seconds of the quarter. Napa does not even get a shot off.
You're right on. That will end the quarter. So at the end of the first quarter, it is the Vintage Chrysler JVs 11 and the Napa Girl JVs 4. Back with the second quarter after this.
Hi, this is Gigi from Lido Auto Body, located in the heart of Napa. Lido Auto Body has been serving the Napa Valley for 43 years, and we know the automotive industry. Our number one goal is customer satisfaction. Lido Auto Body works closely with our customers and insurance companies to get you and your vehicle back safely on the road. Remember, it's your choice where you go for repairs. Make it Lido Auto Body, 1725 Action Avenue, proudly serving the Napa community.
Well, it'll be interesting to see if the Napa team can start controlling the ball a little better, as we find out from Dino on that first quarter statistics.
So Napa committed 9 turnovers in that first quarter. Vintage committed 5. And partially because of all the turnovers, Vintage is 4 of 17. Napa is 1 of 6, only 6 shots.
As play resumed, Napa did not get a shot on that occasion. As the pass was intercepted, and Vintage gets the ball right back now as we start this second quarter. There is a long 2 attempted no good by Pridmore. Rebounded by Vintage, though, as they get the ball over to McDaniel. Drives the lane, but doesn't shoot. Kicks it back out now. Looks, finds Cleveland. Cleveland's between circles. Fake to the right. Instead, comes to the left over to Pridmore, who fires one up. It rims no good. Rebound, that loose ball. Scramble, and it's taken by Napa High. And the Vintage defense releases. It goes back now to the quarter court part. They set up, let's follow this around and see if they stay into man-to-man, though, but they are trying to steal the ball there as Napa drives to the right side. They got a little daylight, goes up, goes in, and scores as Kendall Schmidt gets the basket.
Yeah, she didn't give up on it. And interesting, the one time Vintage did not do backcourt defense, Napa was able to come down and score.
Vintage on the attack now. Cleveland out to Gibbs. She fires long and banks it in off the backboard for 2.
Yeah, I didn't think that was going. It was to the left of the basket. It went off the backboard to the right and in the hoop.
Just as she planned it. Now, there's a steal and a shot up good by Cleveland. Oh, Vintage gets 2 quick baskets here in the early going of this. And there is about another steal. This is the tenacity of that defense.
A jump ball on this one. And so Vintage gets possession on this one again. Napa turns it over again.
Wow, they went right back to that full court pressure after the one time that they didn't. They're going to take a short timeout. So we'll go to the stat guy.
So in rebounding in that first quarter, it was Vintage 9, Napa 5. And as I said, in turnovers, it was just the opposite, with Napa having 9 and Vintage 5. So that's 8 extra possessions or 8 extra chances to shoot for Vintage. And one of the reasons they were able to get off 17 shots in that first quarter. They were 4 of 17, 0 for 4 from 3, and 3 for 5 from the free throw line. Napa 1 of 6 from the floor, 0 for 2 from 3-point land, and 2 of 4 from the charity stripe in that first quarter, Ira.
All right, well, let's find out now what happens as Napa is going to try to slow down this pressure defense that Vintage has applied. As the Crushers have the ball to the right of the basket for which they're shooting. Cleveland inbound, comes to Gibbs. Out now, working it around against the Napa defense that floats back in the middle. Shooting over the defense and missing was McDaniel. Rebounded by Napa. It's Schmidt coming down, passing over the left side, and a travel is going to be called against Napa High.
Yeah, the pass just extended a bit too far, and she took the extra step to try to secure it.
So, and she had just come into the ball game, too. That was Dalila Tapia Padilla, 5'4", sophomore. Napa makes another change, too, in the lineup, bringing a couple players into the game as we have 6 minutes to go here in the first half of the game. Pass comes left side now as McDaniel drives in, goes up, and she banked it in. That was a slingshot.
It sure was. It was like a dart when it gets backboard in.
Ali Musa has the ball taken away, and Gibbs gets the ball for Vintage, comes down the left side. There is a long 2 up, no good by Pridmore. Ball is out of bounds. It was touched by Napa, so it'll stay with the Crushers to the right of the basket, which they're shooting. 17-6, that big flurry there took the Crusher lead up into double figures. There's a shot from the right corner. No good by Lerner, rebounded by Napa High. Schmidt looks down court, dribbles across the timeline, brings it to the right side, and passes it. Oh, good pass. And going up for the shot and getting it partially blocked, but getting it back up there was Ali Musa. She missed it, but the rebound comes out to the Crusher, and they have 2-on-2. coming down. It goes to Gibbs. Gibbs pulls it back out now. Gets it over to Lerner. Lerner fires a long two. Nothing but net. She got that one. Sophia Lerner scored.
Yeah, beautiful shot. They could be making some threes. They're taking a lot of long shots, and a few of them now are falling here in the second quarter.
Coming down now is Schmidt. Schmidt coming down against Gibbs and coming from behind and poking the ball away is Nataro. She didn't see Nataro coming down behind her and just poked that ball away.
It was like looking at a defensive player in football over tackling the pass receiver after he's got the ball with his receiver not knowing he's coming.
Well, we have a Macias coming into the lineup now. Vanessa Macias, not to be confused with Tony Casillas. So we've got a shot from the right up off no good by Napa. And a fast break for Vintage coming down. And good defensive play by Napa. Deflects the ball away from Macias.
Yeah, it was. And in this case, Napa player overtook the Vintage player trying to go in for the hoop.
It'll be Vintage ball. Lerner to trigger the inbounds. Comes in under the basket. It's intercepted there on a good play by Napa High. Getting that interception was Erickson. She went down to the right side, and there's a hurry-up shot by Schmidt. No good from about 10 feet away on the right side. The rebound by Vintage. Vintage with 4 minutes to go in the quarter comes down. There is a 10-footer up, no good by Simpkin. Gets the rebound. Check that. That's that shot. We get ahead of our papers ball, and we have one fan in the building that's right above us.
Yeah, it is. It's making it nice and cool, but it's blowing everything around like the rosters.
Yeah, I look down and whoops, no roster there. Well, anyway, arriving at the gym, Holly used to be Schmidt, Holly Johnson, who does a great job with the Napa Spirit Leaders. So they will be presenting programs halftime in between games. Here we go. Now is Vintage inbounds the ball. It goes to Cleveland. She goes in on the angle, and she was trying the shot, was fouled. It'll be a two-shot foul. That was the fifth team foul against that was the seventh team foul against Napa. There have been four team fouls against Vintage. Cleveland at the line will shoot two, the first of which is good. Wow, so that's good form on that. Into the ball game is Samantha Shelton, a 5'9 sophomore. She's got some good size, and she will position herself underneath the basket for a chance for a rebound here in case Cleveland misses. And she does miss, but the rebound is taken out by Gerenzer over to Cleveland again. This 16-footer is no good, right behind the free throw line, and then we had a foul away from the ball. They're checking to find out against whom that will be assessed. 3.5 minutes, maybe a timeout, but the officials haven't given an indication.
No, they're discussing something up there. I didn't see who called the timeout, but both teams are off the court.
Both teams went around and talked to their respective coaches, but the officials have yet to give an indication as far as what. Well, there's a timeout. Roy Hammond's coming over now to the official scores bench.
Okay, what's going on is there's a player that came out with illegal T-shirt. Yes. But due to special circumstances, we're going to let her play.
Okay. A player entered with an illegal T-shirt.
So they stopped play and sent the players to their benches, and I'm guessing the player's taking care of it?
Undershirt, and it's black. But apparently there's special circumstances to that, so the referees are going to let her play.
Okay, so play will resume. That was regarding one of the Napa High players. 3.5 minutes to go. We're in the second quarter of the game, and it's a 22-6 lead for Vintage. And for Napa High, Chloe Dinsdale, a freshman, comes in. Dinsdale is 5'3". And she will replace Evelyn Flores, a 5'6 sophomore. So Dinsdale in. And the ball comes in over on the right side. A pull-up jumper is beautiful by Gianna McDaniel. How about that shot?
Yeah, Vintage has made several long-distance shots. They don't really penetrate inside, but at the rate they're going, they don't have to.
Vintage on another interception. Boy, this defense has really been tenacious here for the Crashers as they take the ball away again with 3 minutes to go in the half. Here's working it over toward the right, and the ball is stolen away by Napa this time as Napa tries to get the ball quickly into the forecourt. They do, but the ball is then punched away by Cleveland. Cleveland driving down, going in, going up, missing the shot, going for the rebound, getting it, passing it over to the side. A pull-up shot rims, no good by Renzer, and it's back up, no good by McDaniel, and the rebound is put back up, and no good that time by Macias. And finally, Napa gets the rebound. Coming out of there is Schmidt, and she gets it down to Ali Musa. Ali Musa goes for the shot. Scored! There we got it. Ali Musa finally connected. Nadia Ali Musa, whose brother is Salim Ali Musa, out at Napa Valley College. 2 minutes to go here in the first half. This JV game, the little big game for the girls. There's a pass to the left of the basket underneath. A pull-up shot rims no good. Rebounded by Napa. It's 2-on-2, make it 2-on-4. So Napa's going to slow it down. And they fire a long one. It rims no good. That shot attempted by Denzel, who just entered the game. And the rebound taken by the Crashers, McDaniel. And the defense releases, and the timeout is called. It's going to be a short timeout, though. But we're getting close to halftime. But any particular pattern developing?
Well, it's still a case of a lot of rebounding for Vintage as they lead in that category 18-11, and a lot of turnovers for Napa as Napa's turned the ball over now 16 times in this first half. Vintage has turned it over 7 times.
Well, Travis Rogers, when you were working with the music department, were there many of your students that were also athletes?
Oh, I would say usually about 80% of my students played at least one sport at Napa High School. Many, two or three.
Wow. And those are probably good students, too.
For the most part, they certainly were. Of course, they had to have at least a 2.0 to compete in athletics. And certainly they went many far beyond that, twice that grade point average, 4.0s and above.
All right, here we resume play now as the Vintage girls JV team has Cleveland with the ball going against the man-to-man defense of Napa High. Goes over to McDaniel. She fires one up. No good. The ball is tipped out of bounds. It'll be Napa's ball in their backcourt. Minute 17 to go. The girls play with a 30-second shot clock, and the boys play with a 35-second shot clock, which always seemed a little unusual.
I always wondered what the thinking was behind that. The girls haven't even come close to using the 30-second time clock tonight. Those shots have been coming up pretty quickly.
Well, Vintage comes to echo away with the ball. Here's McDaniel driving in, going up, and putting it up too hard off the backboard. But she'll go to the free throw line now, having been fouled on that play by Riley Erickson. And that'll put her at the foul line. McDaniel, 5'5", sophomore. Very good player, definitely varsity caliber as she scores the free throw. Nice form, too, on the free throw shooting.
It really is. She has a nice follow through, the right hand on it, just straight in line with the basket.
And she goes 2 for 2. Well, we've got a minute to go here in the first half of this. There's another steal by Vinnie. Underneath the Gibbs, she lays it in as Katie Gibbs had just to move about a couple feet to get a pass. And here's Ali Musa coming down. She's going 1-on-1. She goes in. She goes up. Missed the shot, though. She was going against Nataro. And from the right corner, there's a long three-point attempt up. No good by Schmidt. Rebounded by Vintage. Keep in mind, this Vintage team is 16-1. They're unbeaten in league play. There's Cleveland from the left angle. Switch. Wow. 28-8. A 20-point lead with 20 seconds to go here in the first half. And Vintage is not relinquishing that full-court pressure. And there's another steal. Gibbs, left-handed hook, no good. Oh, they're trying everything out there. The rebound put back up, no good that time by Gerenzer, and the rebound by McDaniel. She gets a shot away. It won't go, but it wouldn't have counted anyway.
No, she still had her hand on the ball as the buzzer sounded. Not making a lot of a difference, so it's 28-8 NH over Napa at halftime.
Yeah, that anyway, in that quarter, Napa scored 4 points. Vintage scored 15 points in the quarter. We'll be back with the statistics, and we want to talk with Travis Rogers about some of the trips coming up that the school has made and some that they might be making and some of the trips that he is making. All that and a lot more, so stay right there on KVON after these messages from our KVON sports boosters.
Here is Janice Clifton from Abbey Carpets.
I started the business 29 years ago. I purchased it from one of my clients. All this time, we've been in the same location right behind Walmart. I have a great group of people working for me. They are all the sales staff are non-commissioned. Many of them have been with me 25 years and more, so we have a good group. We're kind of like family because we've been together so long. We do very small jobs up to very large commercial jobs to custom building. Right now, our most asked for products are ceramic tile, stone, and hardwood.
Hi, this is State Farm Insurance Agent Mark Coleman. I would like to urge everyone to become a member of the Sports Booster Club at the school of your choice. You can be a positive influence by supporting the youth and sports programs. I know the school's boosters will appreciate having you as a member. Also consider supporting the Boys and Girls Club of the Napa Valley. You can help benefit the entire community by helping send our youth in a positive direction. Everyone wins when we support the youth service organizations of the Napa Valley. Thank you.
SOS, you're here to help COL.
Hi, this is Ron Pippert, owner of Soskel Auto Body here in Napa. Recently, a couple of chain store auto body shops have moved to Napa. Your insurance company may try to direct you to one of these shops. You have the choice to select the auto body repair shop that you want to repair your vehicle. Soskel Auto Body is a family-owned business serving Napa since 1972. We offer a lifetime warranty on all repairs.
Trust your car with us. We're here to help. Soskel Auto Body.
Now back to Ira C. Smith and local sports coverage on KVON.
Well, it's halftime here at the Messner Gymnasium. Along with Travis Rogers, I'm Ira C. Smith, and he is Dino Alessio, the stat guy.
So looking at the team shooting numbers for the first half, for the visitors, the Vintage Crushers, they got off 42 shots in that first half and made 11 of them. That's 26% shooting. They were 0 out of 5 from beyond the three-point line, and they were 6 out of 9 from the free-throw line, 67% there, and that's how they got their 28 points. For the Napa Grizzlies, they only were able to put up 16 shots, so less than half as many as Vintage did. Napa made 3 out of those 16. That included 0 for 3 from beyond the three-point line. They were 2 out of 4 from the free-throw line, and that's how Napa got their 8 first-half points. The turnover battle, Vintage Crushers have turned the ball over just 7 times. Napa has turned the ball over 18 times. 5 assists for Vintage on their 11 made baskets. 1 assist for Napa on their 3 made baskets. The rebounding favors Vintage by a count of 21-14. So Vintage, by playing stellar defense, forcing turnovers, and also out-rebounding Napa, has been able to get off so many more shots. And, you know, you miss every shot you never take. And so even though their shooting percentage is not sensational, they're getting off so many shots and enough of them are going in to give the Crushers a huge 28-8 lead at halftime, Ira.
Okay, Gino, thank you. Well, we're fortunate to have Travis Rogers with us here. Turn the level up here a little bit as we are at halftime, as Dino Alessio alluded to. And after 37 years as the director of vocal music at Napa High, must have been a tough decision to retire. Was it easy?
It was in between. I kind of went into that last year thinking it was going to be that year. which was the 2016-17 school year, or the year after, and just hope that I sense enough things by about Thanksgiving to know it's going to be the last year. Had some terrific choir classes.
One of the interesting aspects, I thought, too, was that you worked with your wife on musical productions as far as she worked with actors, you worked with the music.
Sharon was the drama teacher here from 1990 to 2008, and then again from 2010 to 2013. We did many shows together. The last four were the ones that she directed, and I was the musical director for, and it was a joy and a delight to be able to do that together.
They're going to be having another production coming up shortly. I think it's the West Side Story this year.
We are in the tradition between the two public high schools in Napa, Napa and Vintage, of trading off to where a school does one every other year. And this year is Vintage's turn. They'll be doing West Side Story. It will be mounted the first two weekends in March this year in the Napa District Auditorium on the corner of Lincoln and Jefferson Streets.
Do you know anything about it, who's directing it, or how that's being handled?
At Vintage, the choir director, Mark Teeters, is the overall director, and he puts together his staff to put on the show. And mostly, if not entirely, the students in the production are in his concert and chamber choirs at Vintage.
Do you have to be a student at Vintage High to be in the production?
I don't know about Vintage's production this year. It's kind of dependent on the year and the production itself and the director, and I don't know if there's any crossover this year.
Was there at Napa High?
There was on occasion. In fact, when my wife started being the overall director of the musical the first time, South Pacific in 2005, it was in partial fulfillment of a master's degree where she had to put on a play with age-appropriate actors. So we did South Pacific. In addition to the students at Napa High, we had parents, administrators, community members that were part of that show, literally with the two young children who played the male characters' kids. We had characters from 8 years old to well into their 60s. It was really fun.
Yeah, it sounds like a great time. So we're fortunate in this community that we're getting a lot of good productions now with the advent of Lucky Penny and several other theater groups.
And really well supported. Napa Valley College puts on a great show or two every year. Lucky Penny, man, it seems like every time you turn around, they're doing a new show. What's most impressive of Lucky Penny, for anybody who's gone there, I'm sure will agree, it's not just the talent we're seeing in the space, but the space itself is so small and so beautifully utilized. The worst seat in that room, you feel like you're in a front row seat at a Broadway show.
All right, we'll be back and get second half basketball underway here. This is the little big game for girls basketball. Napa High is hosting Vintage tonight, with the varsity action to follow. Then tomorrow night, they will have the freshman boys game, and the JV and varsity will broadcast the JV and varsity game. We'll not be broadcasting the freshman game, but we'll be back with JV action tomorrow night as well as the varsity. So keep it right there at 1440, and we'll be coming back after we take this timeout for these sports booster messages.
Need physical therapy? Contact Napa Valley Physical Therapy Center. Bruce McCall and his partner, Rob Brandon, are available to assist you in evaluating and treating any injury from any sport or work-related problems for any age. So if an injury occurs or a physical problem exists, contact Napa Valley Physical Therapy Center with a tradition of quality care and clinical excellence since 1952. Located at 433 Soskal Avenue in the Gasser Building, Napa Valley Physical Therapy.
Thinking about buying a new home or refinancing your loan? I'm Sean Wickersham at Caliber Home Loans. Whether you're a first-time homebuyer, moving up or downsizing, I will guide you through the home loan process every step of the way. Call me, Sean Wickersham, for your home loan needs.
NMLS 369195 and Caliber Home Loans 15622. Equal housing lender. All products are subject to credit and property approval. Other restrictions and limitations apply. Licensed by the Department of Business Oversight under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act. Finance lender licensee.
This is Dino. Bank of Marin, a leading community bank in the Bay Area, has been providing financial services to local...